This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Look, I'm not here to argue this is normal.
Okay.
And I understand at first this might be jarring to see in person. But when you think about it, this seems totally fine. In fact, I'm surprised more guys don't do this on their own.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't be a judgy dick.
Yeah, get out there and have some fun.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Holiday fun.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Have your holiday fun.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We are back. We are live. We missed you guys oh so much. If you want to see Tommy's dynamite middle school play directing outfit, log on to the live stream right now, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. And we kind of have this tradition here.
Yeah.
When we get back from vacation, which we've been on for 2 weeks, we all run in the room.
Full recap.
Yep, and we start screaming things that happened to us while we
were gone. It's almost like we got to get it out before we forget or something.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. But, Kimmy, when you were out of the room, Tommy shared with me something that you witnessed while we were on vacation.
Yeah.
What did you see?
So, you know, I get my steps in every day on vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around my neighborhood, and I see this guy. He's like mid-20s.
Okay.
And it's middle of the day, and it was freezing out. We had all that snow. Mm-hmm. He's building a snowman by himself. So I do my normal lap, and I go, you know what? I didn't see no kid.
Okay.
I didn't see no child. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do one more lap around just to see if there's a kid there. Because this is too weird.
That's so creepy.
This 25, 26-year-old kid.
I'm going to loop back around look
I
for
did.
A child.
Well, yeah, I did a lap. You know, so I looped all the way around again, got extra steps in.
Hey, attaboy.
Hit 10G. And I see he's good, by the way. The kid's good at it. But he's all alone, man. There ain't no kid. So he's like a 25, 26-year-old kid. Maybe he's home from college or visiting the family if he's too old for college. But he's just doing this on his own.
Building a snowman.
By himself.
While you watch.
Well, walk by. It was a drive-by.
You checked back in.
He's a snow watcher.
Check back in.
My. What are you doing with that carrot, buddy?
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to know.
Okay. And you're bothered by this.
Yeah, a 25-year-old man. Any man. There's certain things when I see any man by himself. Like, what are you doing, man? This is stuff you get. A snowman at 26 is something you're forced to do.
Okay.
It's like if I went to church and I saw a guy by himself.
There's plenty of guys that go to church by themselves.
I find that sad.
What? No, that makes sense.
No, you get dragged to church from your wife.
Okay.
Kimmy?
But you got no wife. Jesus don't want you. Go find your woman. Come back, son.
Jesus is from the South.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It seemed like it was pretty warm wherever he was.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy is a 25-year-old man who builds a snowman by himself. Weird.
I don't think I would think twice if I saw somebody out in the snow building a snowman.
Wait, let's say
I always think like it's such a a dad activity.
Yes.
Like, even if, like, a kid attempted to build a snowman, dad's going to be out there finishing the snowman by himself.
But he's alone.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah. No, no, no.
What's the point?
No, she's right. When dads go out and build snowmen with their sons
really,
and daughters.
It's more of an adult activity, I'd say.
Yeah, they're just using the kids as cover. Yeah. They want to build kick-ass stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 20-something alone doing a snowman, not weird. Totally fine.
He's got no girlfriend.
How do you know?
Bro.
What if he's doing a romantic thing? Like,
yeah,
he's building her a snowman for when she shows up to his house or his parents' house.
Yeah, that really turns chicks on.
Kimmy, would that be romantic?
I would actually find it kind of adorable if my husband, like, let's say
husband.
If he was out shoveling the driveway and I look out there, he's building a snowman, I'd be like, aw.
But let's say you're dating that guy.
Yeah.
That's even
Same.
More romantic.
It would be even more adorable.
I made you a snowman.
It's like the innocence of childhood. Like, you're not doing anything creepy. You're just... It's
a
doing
creepy.
Something you did as a kid, maybe you have fond memories of.
Is the guy who makes ice sculptures weird? Is that a weird guy?
Yes.
What about the guys who do like sandcastles and stuff like that?
So don't get me started with sandcastles. I'm from Florida, man. Those guys are really, and I mean really weird. Those sandcastle dudes, bro, I'm serious.
I'm not looking at you.
Bro, I'm serious.
Why do you hate
You don't look at them as like artists?
I'm impressed by that.
I know.
I wish I could do that.
It takes so much time and you have to get
Why do they have so much time to go to the beach and make a castle?
You walked around and did an extra lap to see a guy
he was looking
building
for kids.
A snowman.
Yeah, he was looking for
I was looking for children.
Talk about time on your hands.
252 WCMF, 252-9263.
10K steps in, everybody.
Tommy, while we were on break, witnessed a 20-something-year-old man, he's guessing 25, building a snowman by himself in the front yard. All right, let's do a power ranking.
All right.
The weirdest winter fun for adult, no kid, all right, just a plain adult doing this by themselves. Is building a snowman as an adult weirder than sledding alone as an adult?
Oh, sledding is really weird.
Sledding, no kid.
No
sledding,
kid.
Sledding, I'm going to say, don't do that alone if you're around, like, if you're on a hill full of children.
And you will be.
Because you will hurt somebody or yourself.
Right. But you also look like some kind of weirdo. You're hanging around kids on a sled.
What if you just like sledding?
You can go on the off hours.
No, guy shows up at Mendon Ponds Park, 30 years old, by himself, brings a tube. Is that
you
guy
shouldn't
weird?
Like sledding at that age.
I'd just be worried you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, but
you're way more prone to injuring yourself.
Like, there's other kind of, like, go learn how to ski.
No, but how is that different than skiing or snowboarding? I would argue.
Get a snowmobile.
No, but those are expensive.
Buy a used one.
Buy a used snowmobile, yeah. Says Pittsburgh. Yeah, get the affordable one.
I'd give you more of a pass if you went with a bunch of buddies just to be jerks. You know what I mean?
You kill me all the time when I went to that water park drunk with my buddies.
Yes, because you sit here and tell stories like this, and then you're like, all right. Ice skating alone is a grown-ass person, no kid.
Weirder, like a grown man.
Grown man.
Like he's like that... figure skating?
No, just ice skating. He's going ice skating.
But like,
ice
he's
skating.
Like,
figure skating.
He's like...
By the way, in that outfit, you look like you're about to go... You look like Brian Boitano.
That's the name I was thinking.
Do guys not do that? I don't spend a lot of time around. I wouldn't... If I saw that, I wouldn't know whether
like
or not
a guy in
weird.
Hockey skates skating.
I would just assume, yeah, he played hockey.
But what if he
point?
Wasn't wearing hockey skates... Who is wearing ice skates?
Figure skates.
Yeah.
Yes. What's
maybe rented them. I don't know.
No, he's by himself in a lone pond.
So he figure skates. What's the problem?
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm sorry. What happened? You seem like you had something to say, and now you shut your mouth.
Yeah, like,
what's
little
the
weird,
problem?
Little weird.
No,
little weird.
I have gone to open skates by myself to break in skates back in the day.
But you know, people were looking at you weird.
Yeah,
right?
But I got to break in my skates. What
am I
going to
break them in?
You do. You don't understand how hard it is.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right. So if we're doing the ranking right now, then snowman was number one.
Yeah.
Did you rank adult sledder above, better or worse than solo snowman as an adult?
Sledder above skater.
Okay.
But snowman number one.
So snowman, sledder, skater. Kimmy, would you agree with that?
Snowman, sledder, skater. I think I might put sledder number one just because, again, it's more dangerous activity.
Okay.
They might take the top spot.
Sean writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, snowman dude could have been building it for a child as a surprise.
Yeah.
Great call.
Or, like, I could also see, like, the kids out there to begin with and then they get bored. But I got to finish this. We can't just leave this giant ball of snow here. We have to finish it.
But the neighborhood I live in is a child desert. You're either newlywed or nearly dead.
But
there is no middle ground. There's no Duffy's.
But there
there's
be
no
family
Kimmy's
in
my neighborhood.
Family what? In town? Like there could be a kid there.
Well,
it
looked like
there.
He was home seeing. But these people, I know the people in the house. It's got to be like a grandkid.
Okay. What about
he gets stuck in his parents?
Again, like, bless you. I just don't get why you hate Joy.
Like, I love
no, you
Joy.
No, you don't. Like anybody,
I like proper joy.
Anybody that is having a good time.
He hates hobbies, too. So you put hobbies with joy, like when it comes to the sandcastles or the snow sculpting, anything like that. Like, you just think it's... You don't think anybody should be doing it for some reason.
Go look at some porn, man. There's Netflix.
Yeah.
Go rub one out, bro. Go get you some.
Look, man, it gets to a point where you go dry. You can't just do that all the time.
All right.
But don't, let's not pretend like you're not.
Should I ask the guy, hey, you dry?
Wait, when you're looping around looking for a kid?
Y'all done?
All right, how about this one? What? Two grown-ass people, again, 252 WCMF, Tommy witnessed what he believes is a guy in his mid-20s building a snowman by himself. To double-check there were no kids, he looped around a second time while he was walking while we were on vacation and saw this man building a snowman, very bothered by it. Mm. Two grown-ass people, no kids, snowball fight.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, too. Right, two guys?
Wouldn't think anything of it.
And, like, they prepared for
that
it.
That could break out so easily.
Like, they
and
prepared
once
for
you
it?
Start, you have to finish it. That war won't end until somebody takes an ice ball to the face.
Jimmy, I would love to have a grown-ass snowball fight. Tell me, how much fun were snowball fights back in the day?
You wouldn't want to have in Florida, man.
Yeah, you've never even had that experience. Let's have a snowball fight. You want to go outside?
No, I don't want to get hit in the face with ice.
Well, bro, it's the only place it's going to hit you. That forehead is like a snowball magnet. Snowball fights are so much fun. I haven't had a snowball fight
in
so, like,
30 years.
If I saw two grown men having a snowball fight, I would think they're having a legitimate, like, fight, and that's what they're fighting
they're
with.
They're using snowballs.
Break it up.
Look, going back to the snowman, you have to admit, there is a point where someone can be so good at building stuff with snow, you would have to admit you're impressed.
Yes, I mean, this kid wasn't at that level. It wasn't like he was the Michelangelo or goddamn snowman.
Like, sometimes you'll see people build, like, Josh Allen out of snow or some, like, Bills-themed thing. Yeah. And you're just like, because they use, like, the snow spray paint. They have all the tools.
Did you see the picture of it yesterday?
Oh, no, I'm not. Was there a recent one?
Somebody at the game yesterday, it was at the Big Tree parking lot, the bar there, had, it was a Josh Allen, Jim Kelly combo snow.
That.
Like, they were, like, statue. It looked awesome.
Damn.
I was in awe. I would kill to have a talent like that you could just whip out.
Yeah.
God,
I don't know how.
I wish I had talent.
Everybody
I don't know how
does.
People do that as a
From
hobby.
6 to 10.
Got it.
Only because you don't get. You're watching your work like melt away or
that's
wash
the other
away.
Thing. Like
it would hurt like knowing how long it took you to
well,
do
that's
it.
That's the sandcastle too, right? Like, hey, it looks great. Oh, it looks like we got some rain.
Andrew writes us, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, just sitting on your butt watching something is mind-numbing and boring. Actually doing something active is more enjoyable. Funny how Tommy is only approved enjoyment is not thinking and just sitting and staring at a screen while drinking, not using an ounce of brain or muscle power. Yeah!
Take that, Tommy, you lazy slug.
You lazy, creepy-ass slug.
Piece of crap.
Look, man, go build your snowman. Have a good time.
Have fun,
and
man.
Don't let the Tommies of the world
or
get you
get a
down.
Girlfriend. Or a boyfriend. Do whatever you want. Find a hole to love. What?
Nothing.
There are many holes
I'm not
on the human body
Stop.
To love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
This story will make you never want to get out of your car ever again. Because nothing about the allegations here are what you would expect them to be.
Oh.
And further, not only could what this person is accused of doing kill you, it would be one of the most horrific ways to die.
Damn.
All thanks, according to the story, due to road rage.
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
We are headed to the east side.
Where are we going?
Macedon.
Oh, okay.
Authorities say this story started with a confrontation over a motor vehicle between two people. We don't know what that was about.
Mm.
We know there is a victim. We don't know the age or the gender of the victim. But we do know the suspect. She is a 40-year-old woman. She is a 40-year-old woman.
Damn, a lady rager.
You got it. According to authorities, police were called when they say the 40-year-old woman decided to kick the confrontation up a notch.
What'd she do?
According to police, at some point, she approached the victim while operating a battery-powered saw.
Like a hand?
Okay.
A saw!
There's a wide range of what that could look like.
But they're all dangerous. Any saw hurts.
Yeah!
You put that on a t-shirt. There's no safe saw.
Yeah. I guess, but I just don't know what to picture, like something you could hold in one hand. Like, is this a two-hand saw kind of job?
But it's battery-operated.
Battery-operated saw. The victim said this caused them to fear for their safety, because of course it did. All right.
Good idea there.
Let's stop for a second, because Kibby's right. A lot of questions about this story.
Mm. Yeah.
My first question, where'd the saw come from?
Why do you have it?
So, did you say this was just rage or road rage?
So it says it's a confrontation between two folks over a motor vehicle. I assume that's road rage, but now that we're talking this out, maybe it's not?
Could, yeah.
Because that had been something in a garage or something you had in a car, like you had a toolbox, like you work with saws.
Yeah,
you got a 40-year-old woman working with saws? You got a saw in the trunk?
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't say it necessarily came from the car.
No, but like if this 40-year-old woman has a saw, now I don't want to sound misogynistic here, because I understand we live in a world where you ladies can do anything.
You're lady saw.
You're doing great. How many women work in an industry that would require them to not only use a saw,
but have one on them at all times?
Yes, use a saw so often, Kimmy, that this saw lives in my trunk.
Like you're a handyman.
You got it.
Or gal.
And if that's not the case, and that saw was just in your trunk, why do you have a saw in your trunk? That's like some Dexter-type stuff.
Yeah. A little serial killing.
Right?
Yeah.
Two, didn't think taking out the saw would be a little bit of an overkill for the argument.
Probably.
No matter what reason you have the saw.
But you do make your point.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of here. Yeah.
Like, whether or not this woman planned on using the saw is irrelevant here.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, she thought, according to the allegations, presenting the saw would make the situation better. How? How does that make things better here? Did she think like the person was just going to be like, oh, a saw, I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
And not call the cops.
Right? Yeah. Are you out of your
mind? So she must have been that out of her mind. I'm guessing that full of rage.
Okay, but that
leads. Saw rage.
That leads us to the third thing that she's accused of doing.
What is that? Wait.
She turned on the saw.
Well, you got to get the sound going.
No, but.
I mean, if I went to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, I want to hear some saw.
Hey, you know what happened to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? A massacre.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, at least it was battery powered, so she didn't have to like rev it to like
Go
start
move.
It up, you know.
Like, I think the most psychopathic thing is that you turned on the saw, because all you had to do if you were going to
display it would have done it for me. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, if you show me saw not operating, enough for me to stop doing what I'm doing and leave. But she decided to turn on the saw. This 40-year-old woman was charged with criminal possession of a weapon, menacing, an aggravated unlicensed operation of a vehicle. She didn't even have a driver's license, according to police.
But she did have a saw.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
No license but a saw.
No license for that saw.
Mm.
She has a court date coming up. Is battery-powered saw the scariest of all the unconventional weapons we've covered here in the break room?
Well, chainsaw would be number one.
Have we seen chainsaw?
Like gasoline-powered, like Kimmy says, the old school crank it up
battery
saw.
Battery-powered scarier because it turns on quicker? At least like you trying to turn it on is going to give me some time to potentially get away.
But it's louder. Like a gas-powered chainsaw is loud.
Okay, but
it has that high-pitched sound that is frightening, where the chainsaw is pretty quiet.
Yeah, but that makes it scarier.
I don't know, man.
That noise would get to me.
And I got hearing aids.
It would be harder to wield. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
The chainsaw.
I would think so.
Or no, is that one guy in California juggles them? Boy, he did.
Oh, you talking about Holy Jimmy? No, like if you come at me with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
I don't want to risk having to dodge it, but I'm assuming it's
plus
easier.
Plus, you have to walk in slow motion.
It's more powerful. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Bro, it still hurts.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Chain's a chain, man.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Moving chain hurt.
Got a whole bunch of t-shirts to sell today. Saws hurt. Chain's a chain. 252 WCMF. Again, the story coming out of Macedon. A 40-year-old woman was arrested after police say during some kind of interaction conflict involving a motor vehicle, a 40-year-old woman pulled out a battery-powered saw and turned it on, threatening the person across from her. This person, because they were in fear for their safety, called the cops. She has been arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff, you know, on account of the saw.
Yes.
On account of that whole thing. All right. We've had stories of people assaulted with machetes, with crowbars.
Swords.
Shoes. Yeah, swords. Yeah. We had that one person who was hit with a hot bowl of soup.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Oh, the Dittany Moore incident.
Of all of the soup brands that
one
are relevant.
One of the best beef soups you'll ever
take. Of all of the relevant soup brands in the world.
Dittany Moore.
You dumbass.
Number one, baby.
So I would argue, is a sword an unconventional weapon?
Yeah.
It's a weapon.
But it is a weapon.
It was designed, Kimmy, as a weapon.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, but you don't expect it.
It's old school.
It's not one I'd expect somebody to have on them at all times.
I would say it's a conventional weapon you didn't see coming.
Well, that would be unconventional.
Okay.
So if we're going to count sword as an unconventional weapon, all right, crowbar, machete.
Well, crowbar is old school too, crowbar.
No, but it's not designed as a weapon.
Right.
You could have it in your car.
Crowbar, machete, hot bowl of soup, sword, saw. The one you would least want to encounter is?
Oh, the saw.
More so than the sword. Sword's longer. Sword could hurt you.
Yeah, it could go through you, to your point.
Can a sword actually go through you?
Well, yeah.
Well, no,
it's
I'm
what
sharp
it's designed
enough,
to.
Right?
It's not Kill Bill. I'm saying, like, how sharp are some of these? Are they sharp enough to go through you?
Well, it's funny.
So you're saying it'd have to be a very well-maintained sword to do damage.
I don't even like.
I don't know if that person's keeping up with sharpening it.
I mean, if it's pointy, it'll go through you.
Well, no, but I mean, human bones are very strong. It's stuck in like
not mine.
No, like if it got stuck in like your hip or hit a rib or something, it's not going to go through that.
Oh my God, the pain!
This
but they're probably only going to get you once with a sword.
No, you think so?
It's
once
not
you stab
like a,
me.
It's but if it's like a you know a smaller knife, like they can get you a bunch of times.
Well, that machete, man, that's like
but
a
like
little
the
axe.
Sword, maybe you get lucky and it misses some stuff, so you can you know. It's going to take him a second to, like, get you again.
Okay. I mean, any blade is going to be frightening.
Three t-shirts now, Kimmy.
Yeah. So true.
All you have to do is save up five UPCs from the Dinty More stew cans.
The smaller, easier thing to, like, whip around is going to be scarier, I think.
Okay. We are getting reminders here, and thank you to Jim. He said, you guys did do a clown chainsaw story. I take it back. That's the scariest unconventional weapon story we did.
Well, because the clown's holding it.
Yeah.
What about a hatchet? We talked about this before. Axe or hatchet? Axe looks more menacing, but a hatchet, you can get right in there.
And you can throw the hatchet.
Yeah.
You can't throw a battery-powered saw. Yeah, I think hatchet's probably scary.
Yeah.
Hatchet's throwable. All right. We'll determine hatchet. The saw, however, is such a scary proposition.
Yeah.
I would even be afraid to use it in self-defense. Like, walk through this with me.
Right.
Think of the horror
you
of some
miss, hit your own leg.
No, Kimmy, let's say it all goes according to plan.
And you connect with the saw.
Someone's coming at you, and you have to saw them to keep you from getting hurt. You
I might rethink that.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah.
All over. And like you're doing
it made some splattering.
Ah, God. What a psycho. And I know there are people listening that have accidentally sawed themselves. 252 WCMF.
Yeah, there's also mob guys that do it for a living.
Okay, not anymore.
Let's talk to the people that do it for a living.
And there's certain cultures around the world where, you know, that's how they end an argument or a meeting.
Okay.
I disagree with you strongly.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, if you've worked around that for long enough, you've seen some pretty horrific accidents.
I'm sorry. Can we pause for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sound effect for chainsaw was chop, 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 chop. What is your chainsaw sound like?
I also don't know what that movement is.
This is how manly he is. This is my chainsaw. Chop, 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 chop. Man who's never seen a chainsaw in real life. Dom writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF. He says, I've accidentally had a chainsaw take a chunk out of my thigh.
Ah.
They cut you so fast you don't even realize it at first.
Yeah, at first.
They'll F you up before you realize.
Oh, my God. Chunk of his thigh.
What's a chunk?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, what's the diameter of a chunk? Chunk o' thigh.
Do you just lose that chunk of your thigh for the rest of your life, or do they like sew
it back?
Can
you grow back a chunk?
You're not going to grow it back. You're not an iguana, you idiot. I mean, do they try to sew it?
No, but I'm saying all right. So you put a big chunk out of your leg.
Chunk out of your leg.
Like you slice it.
Yeah.
Maybe that would grow back. That wouldn't.
Why would that? Are you saying a serious thing right now?
You
think a hunk of your body would grow back?
Well, I mean, they stitch you up and things grow back.
What are you, Wolverine? Did they stitch? What?
I don't know.
What grows back?
Well, like when you get a wound, it heals.
That's not growing back.
Yeah.
That's healing.
It closes up.
Yeah, it'll
you don't
close
grow
up.
Like a new limb.
And will a chunk close up? I guess.
No, but I'm saying you would still have an indent on your. Like, you've got scars. That's what a scar is. It's an indent missing from your body.
Yeah, but it's on your thigh, though. I guess if you're going to get a chunk missing, that's a good one to get missing.
No, your pants would never fit right ever again. Dead ass. Can you imagine standing?
No, it's right here.
Could you imagine? Yeah, that's your. I'm looking at your thigh right now.
Yeah, but if I had on regular trousers, you would not know I was missing.
Yeah, you could hide it.
Yeah,
I don't. I think it would be jarring. You don't understand how much missing a piece of your thigh would be noticeable to everybody else.
I don't think anybody knows it unless you're wearing shorts.
All right,
well, especially them shorty shorts you wear, man.
Shorty shorts.
Coming in here like a Laker girl.
The only man that can. The only man that can answer this question is Dom, who has taken a chunk out of his thigh. So Maya just sent me a picture of a battery-powered saw.
Okay.
This is
but there's all kinds of saws like
small?
That.
This is even more horrific than I thought it was. It's like a knife.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the
well, that's
the
one
angle
style.
Of it seems like it could do some damage.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because I got that little electric chainsaw. That's also battery-powered.
That's kind of what this looks like.
Yeah. But it looks like a little chainsaw. It's adorable.
Joe writes us, want to see what a chainsaw did to me? 64 stitches in my arm. Joe, if you send me that picture, I will block you. You know I can't handle squeamish stuff.
Yeah,
please do not.
That's got to look like a shark attack.
By the way, it would get to a point, too, like where the pain would subside when they're stitching you up and you'd just be bored. Like 64 stitches in your arm? How long does that take?
And it sounds like he did it to himself.
That's what it sounds like, yes. Yeah. I hope so. I hope there's not a story.
Because I'd also feel like an idiot that I did that to myself.
So you'd rather have somebody else do it to you?
No, I'd rather make up a story of how this. I remember this was a shark attack, man. I was in Florida and I got mangled up by a
Does
shark.
That make you cooler?
No.
And at least you didn't do it to yourself.
I think that guys brag about doing it to themselves.
Yeah, that's why guys are dumb.
By the way, Joe said 2 hours, 64 stitches. Could you imagine getting stitched for 2 hours? You're like a Build-A-Bear.
And you're awake for it. They don't knock you out.
Just the recovery.
I guess it depends. All right.
What?
You have to lose one piece of your body due to chainsaw.
Okay, no choice. They're taking something.
No choice. There's going to be a hunk, a lint, something. What are you giving up? What part do you want to take that chainsaw?
You know what? I would have never been on my radar, but that chunk of thigh.
I mean, I'm kind of with him.
I don't lose
you're
any,
both going thigh?
Well, I'm not losing a leg. I'm not losing a finger or a
foot. If you're
going
to lose a chunk, you go where the fat is.
Right. And like.
Maybe your butt.
I think butt's the best spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to sit.
Yeah, I mean, the recovery for that would be terrible.
Okay.
I would say thigh. That might be the number one.
Side of your thigh.
Side thigh.
Side thigh?
But that's your outside, not inside.
I think you're underestimating. You're underestimating how much work your quad muscles do. Standing, sitting, walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be
a chunky. Yeah.
But it sounds like I would recoup faster from that.
You're just making this up.
No, because like my foot supports weight. I need my limbs. I need my fingers.
What about an ear?
Well, I'll tell you what. I would give my left ear. My left ear is bad.
Okay.
I only have 30% left. Take it. Done.
Gone.
We're getting more details on Joe's 64 stitches from his chainsaw.
Yeah, because you keep fanning his Joe
flames. Well, bro, I mean, look, he says
fanning Joe flames.
He says the numbing stuff wore off during the 64 stitches.
Oh, God. No.
I told the doctor to just finish.
Like a man. But I'd do it again.
Oh, God. All right, so I guess the moral of the story is...
Don't do chainsawing on a step stool.
Okay, there's that one, yes. If you have a battery-powered saw, don't take it out and attack somebody with it. Everyone just be cool.
Yeah, be relax. Cool. Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
We got our good buddy Uncle Dan Fates, which Tommy wants to ask him about.
Yeah, what's with the name?
Well,
it was popping up on TV. It was popping up on TV.
It's been a thing.
Popping up on a TV over there.
Yeah.
Dan Fates of 13WAM Buffalo Plus joins us in just a little while to talk about yesterday, to talk about Sunday, 1 o'clock against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Boy. And what the hell the Bills are supposed to do about the freaking kicking game all of a sudden.
Mm.
But before we get there, we have the best jobs in the world.
Yes, we do.
But there is one dangerous part about working in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Look, everybody who listens to this show knows that we toe a very fine line with what we are legally allowed to say in the mic, right? The FCC has several words we are not allowed to say, several phrases we are not allowed to say, and most of them involve sexual stuff.
Yeah.
There is a gentleman, Tommy, I'd like to introduce you to.
Who's that?
Tim Saunders is the play-by-play man for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh.
And right when we were going on vacation, the Buffalo Sabres went into Philadelphia, excuse me, as part of their 10-game win streak they went on.
Wow.
Yeah, they won 10 in a row.
All right.
Tim was throwing it to commercial and thought that his mic had turned off at one point.
What did he say?
Well, we're going to let you hear. This is the live call that went out over the radio to everyone listening in Philadelphia.
Sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. Seven gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers Broadcast Network. Pop it up, it up, it up, it up. While you're down there, would you mind me?
Wait,
I think we're still on the air, Tim. No, we're not, are we?
So his co-host drops a pen,
right,
goes down to get it,
yeah,
and he asks him, well, you're down there, would you mind? Can you give me the second half of that? Oh, he said, play it from the top again.
Okay.
Just envision what is happening in this press box. Like, my favorite part of this is, go ahead, Kimmy.
Behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. Seven gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers Broadcast Network. While you're down there, would you mind me?
I think we're still on the air, Tim. No, we're not, are we?
Why were they still on the air?
They just whoever was running the.
It wasn't an actual break. He made a mistake. I was trying to figure that out. How that happened? Yeah. Where like you
but
know nobody
it,
nobody let him know.
I mean, it's possible that whoever was supposed to throw in a commercial just didn't throw in a commercial.
That must be it because. I mean, I cut out some time in between. Like, there are points where he's just sitting there in silence for a second.
So I believe in Kimmy. Could you look this up just to be? I think he was suspended for 2 games.
Okay.
After that got out over, but I have a bit of a problem with that.
What is that?
Is what he said the worst thing in the world?
Every guy has said that when somebody drops something in front of him. Every guy has said that at some point in their life.
Okay, there needs to be context.
Who are you down there?
It was like a very, I don't know. It's something about like how harsh it was said too, you know, like directly into the microphone. Mm. It wasn't even like off to the side or anything. I know he didn't know, but
all right,
now, he probably had a headset on, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah. It sounds, Tommy, like these guys are buddies.
Yeah,
right. I would assume, like, you know, with what we do for a living, right? Oh, everybody here, you know, you're around someone for so long that there are things that we, you know, we always say, we can't hurt each other in this room.
Right.
There was nothing you could say to me. There was nothing I could say to you where I'm going to be like, oh, my God. So the fact that these guys are friends and he makes that joke doesn't bother me at
it's
all.
It's very nonchalant. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I agree.
Right? Just a couple of guys. And you can hear the terror in the other guy's voice. So, damn, I think we're still here.
It would be hard not to laugh, right, if you're the other guy. Knowing you're still on the air.
Well, he may have thought this guy's career just blew up.
Yeah, it's true.
By the way, 2 games.
Two games.
Yeah.
All right, by the way, this guy looks exactly like what you think he looks like. You, but handsome.
Oh, a handsome man.
Yeah, which I understand is almost impossible. Should he have gotten suspended?
No.
Okay.
I think like if you just, I mean, what is a 2-game suspension do? You're already embarrassed. You probably already have to like issue some sort of apology.
I wonder
right?
if he had to do an on-air apology.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
I think like that's the punishment is having to go through that awkward conversation, figure out how to say it in the right way. Yeah, I don't think the 2-game suspension is necessary.
I think what's good for this guy, the guy who asked his coworker to knob him live into a microphone during a hockey game. We have heard so many awful, racist, misogynistic, accidental catch on mics. That this almost seems like charming.
Yeah, it's
endearing.
Cute.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's kind of cute.
Yes.
Well, and he also luckily didn't say it to a female coworker.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, you're right. It's all about the context of how this was set, right?
I didn't even think about that. That was a joke.
Yeah, these guys know each other. They're buddies, I would assume, unless this other guy has like a legitimate problem with what he did, which it doesn't sound like he did. He didn't say, shut the hell up. He said, hey, I think we're still in the air. Tried to save him. Tried to save him there. It does feel like we're at a point with broadcast media.
Yeah.
You know, YouTube is almost completely unedited as long as it doesn't come with sexual or violent stuff, right? I don't know why we're not allowed to curse into a microphone at this point.
Oh, maybe we're getting close.
Are we?
Well, we are way...
I don't know.
Well...
It kind of goes in waves.
It does, because there was a time like there were some words we could say, and then they kind of took those away, and then some of them kind of came back, then they kind of go away. I don't. It's been very wishy-washy. I mean, there's like the big ones... Like the Mount Rushmore of things you can't say.
Well, especially
that'll never go away.
The one I don't get for me when it comes to like curse words are like silly words for body parts. Like, I don't get like why you can't say that.
Okay.
It's just like a funnier word somebody made for that area of your body.
Words. Well, but
there are some that we can't say.
I mean, she's not wrong. I don't know. Like, it feels to me like the F word. I love using the F word.
Everybody does.
It's my favorite word in the whole. And it exists to convey passion.
Yes.
It doesn't exist for no reason. You use that word because you want to use that word to illustrate. Why can't I say that into a microphone? Why is that against the law?
It would be nice.
No, I mean, seriously. Like, I get, okay, fine. You want to keep the C word out of it? I'm fine with that.
But the Irish use it all the time.
The English use it all the time.
No, the Irish are really bad with it. And I kind of enjoy it.
No, but that's
it.
Only when your mother took that European vacation.
Ireland's not part of Europe.
Okay, whatever. She stopped at Ireland on her way home from European vacation.
Oh, is that what she did?
Yeah. We stop with my...
No, but I like the C word. Not like that, but like how they use it.
I think we're still on the air, Tom. No, it is jarring when you are around British people and they start, because it's such a bad word here.
But they just mean it like friend.
No, you're right.
Do we say words here that they find offensive?
Everything I said when I was over there, they found offensive.
Well, I mean, like a casual word we would say, like, is that like something like, oh, I can't believe you just said that.
But we talked about this recently, where there's a worse word than the C word, Kimmy and I agreed with, that really conveys a worse image, which was slut.
Yeah, you both said that slut was worse than the C word.
Which is completely fine to say, but the other one isn't. And I think the slut is a worse word.
The slut. Okay.
Or they out-slutting.
As opposed to they're out-seeing?
You can't really go out and see.
You can do whatever you want. It's a free country.
If you're out seeing, you a slut.
For God's sakes, man.
What?
Whoa.
No, just saying. You know, don't have a conversation. We're not on the air, are we?
Can you give me that one more time before we move on? Just because it's such, just the innocence in his voice.
Well, he's got that hockey voice, too.
Well, yeah, it's a great voice.
Sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. 7 gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers Broadcast Network. Pop it up, it up, it up. While you're down there, would you mind me?
I think we're still on the air, Tim.
Oh, God.
No, we're not, are we?
It does.
He even said it like he was making an announcement.
He kept his hockey voice.
Yeah.
It has a. I don't want to jinx it. Never mind.
Jinx what?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, we're not very careful in this room.
No, but Kimmy is.
No, I'm saying off mic.
Oh yeah.
Like when we get off.
Yeah, anybody can make a mistake.
We flip.
Even me.
So like it is pretty astonishing to me that in the 15 years we've been doing this show. That hasn't happened
yet. Yeah, true.
Right? Like, we're due.
Well, don't say that.
That's why I said I wasn't going to say it. You go, whoa.
I got bills coming in.
Whoa. Yeah, like, you make any money here.
Well.
Tell your wife to pay it, but then get the hell out of here. Well, you're down there. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.